aren't we supposed to take the Bible as the only word of truth? Because I know many denominations and belief systems within the Christian belief, they always point to this person or that person or this person, that organization or this organization as the ultimate in the truth.
I think I know where you're heading.
Yeah.
The Bible is the foundation for all truth. But the idea that we cannot learn or God cannot speak through anything but the Bible is not biblical. In other words, God does speak, we hope, through ministers every week. Otherwise, people may as well stay home.
Mm-hmm.
God speaks one of the gifts of the Spirit. If you look in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 13, 14, is prophecy. And it's not a gift that ended with the Bible. The gift of prophecy is still in the church. God still speaks through people. But that doesn't mean that we measure the Bible by what they're saying. We measure what prophets say. We measure what pastors say by the Bible. In other words, the Bible is the criteria that is unerring that we do not add to. But God does still speak to us through inspired ministers and writings, and in a number, he speaks to us through nature. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so in other words, anything that's maybe a new revelation
must be measured by the Bible.
Must be measured. If it's not there, it's not.
It's not. If it doesn't match up with the Bible,
right.
Christ said Isaiah says, if they speak not according to this word, the law and the testimony, that's the word of God, there is no light in them. So we're to measure everything. It's like it said concerning the believers in Berea. The people of Berea were more noble than those of Thessalonica because they searched the scriptures daily to see if those things were so. So we measure what they say by the Bible.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot. Good question, Ken.
Thank you very much, and God bless you.
God bless you.